Good morning. Thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show. I know you got options out there. Unless your radio's broken, then I don't know what it's stuck
and you're
on.
Stuck on us.
Yeah, then I guess in that case, ha ha. But no, seriously, we appreciate it. Make sure you follow us, too, so we can stay connected. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show, and joeandalexshow.com to find our podcast links. You can subscribe pretty much on any platform. That's where you'll find us. So Liv, the web girl, had one of the scariest experiences of her life, so she tells us. But she just told us a few seconds ago. How did you not tell us when we started the show today?
I don't know. I guess, like, I guess it was, like, so scary that I just, like, forgot about it really quick.
What, did
I don't
you block
know
it out?
Maybe.
Okay, what happened?
So I was driving on my way to work, and we come to work. I mean, it was like before 5 in the morning. It was like 4:50 in the morning, so it was super dark out. Not a lot of cars on the road. I'm driving on a road that's like not super well lit, and I come up to a stoplight. And at the stoplight, right next to me in the very right lane, is a car, and it has their flashers on, and there's a door open on the passenger side. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I'm like, start freaking out. And then the other door opens, and this woman, this older woman, she must have been probably in her 50s or so, like maybe late 50s or so. She walks up to my door and is telling me to roll down my window. And all I'm thinking in my head is like, I've listened to a billion Murder Mondays. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I was like, it's so rude for me not to do it. I can't just blatantly ignore this person at this red light. Like, I just feel so awful. So I crack my window just a little bit. And my heart is pounding the entire time. I'm freaking out. And this woman goes, hey, I'm so sorry. I've been driving around for hours. I'm so lost. And in my head, I'm still thinking like, she's lying. I don't know if I believe her. And she's like, I've been driving around for hours. I'm so lost. I still need to get to Fort Wayne. We've been driving and lost for 4 hours. And in my head, I'm like, how do you not have a GPS on your phone? Like, it just makes me scared.
And if you're listening in Houston, Texas, we're in Indianapolis right now. Fort Wayne is about an hour and a half to 2 hours up the highway.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not a nearby town.
No,
it's a
not
bit of
a nearby
away.
Town. And then I was like, maybe she'll ask for directions. And she was like, we are completely out of gas and have no money. Is there any way that you can give me money? In my head, I'm like, okay, this person is like wants money for drugs. That's just like my assumption, because anytime people come up to me, that's like what I assume. And I will say that I know people who are recovered addicts who used to tell me that they would make up any lie in the book, go up to random people, say they just got out of the hospital, say that they got their wallet stolen, anything just to get some money to buy drugs.
And the reason I'm laughing is because me and Liv are the worst people to ask for money.
Yeah, you guys
are so
like
broke. I am so broke, but I do have to tell you guys something.
What?
I did have like some cash on me.
How much?
I think I have like $7 on
Whoa,
me.
Whoa, Richie Rich.
Right, which I never carry cash because like I only use like a debit card and credit card. Anyway, so this girl asked me for cash, says we have no gas money. Another guy came by and gave us $3 because that's all he has. Is there any way you can give me anything? And in my head, I'm like, this is so sketchy. How do you not have a GPS? How have you been lost for 4 hours? Like your mom is out of the hospital. Like, all of it just seems crazy. So I tell her, I'm like, I am so sorry. I don't have any cash on me. I am so sorry, though. Good luck. I'll say a prayer for you and God bless.
Did they bust out one of those things that plug into your phone, like where you can swipe your card right there? Like, here you go, honey.
They
should have.
But this entire time, I literally was thinking that she was going to whip out a gun, that I was going to get mugged, murdered. Someone was going to come from behind, bust out my like car window.
So wait, did you have cash on you?
Or I had $7.
And you gave it to them?
I did not.
Oh, you did?
Because I thought that they were lying. So then I drive past, and both cars are open, and I do see like an old woman in the passenger seat with like a blanket. Like, I think she was telling the truth.
See, and this is where the question comes up. Like, Alex, she was here today, like, you should have ran, blah, 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 blah.
I can't believe
you
stopped in the first place.
They would have raped you. They would have murdered
you. Right, which I literally.
Because nobody can be a good person anymore.
I literally thought they were going to do all of the above.
I think you should have given her the $7 if you had it. And I think you should have helped or at least offered to take them like to a gas station and put it in there.
There's no way I was going to let strangers in my car. I have listened to way too many Murder Mondays. I was going to offer to call 911 for them and, you know, be like, hey, there's people stranded. Is there any way you could like whatever, see if they could help them with something. But, you know, I feel like more people are going to be trusting if there's like a police officer by them trying to help them like get money for gas and everything like that. I felt really horrible, but I did not know until I was like passing past them, looking in my rearview mirror, seeing her actual like sick mom, what presumed to be
833 Joe Alex. I mean, Liv, I love you, but I think you should have helped.
I mean,
I literally feel so bad, but you have no idea how terrified I was. Murder Mondays freak me out. They're so interesting.
And it's scary, like, movies, but a lot of them aren't real. There's a very limited amount.
No, but like, here's the thing. Murder Mondays are real.
They are, but that doesn't happen all the time.
I know, but I just can't help.
You're talking
scared,
a few hundred murders out of the existence of whatever.
I am paranoid. I feel like a bad person for not helping them out.
I think you
out,
are a bad person for not helping.
But I was even so scared to even like lean over to give her the money out the window. Like, that's how scared I was.
You could have just like thrown it out of your car, like, here you go. Bye. 833-563-2539. Like, I don't think you're a bad person. I understand where you're coming from. But my point is, like, I've had several times where my wife has got stranded or different things, because when we were first dating and then got engaged, we lived 7 hours apart. So her car eventually died one time about an hour away from my place. And this old man helped her out. And it was a really cool thing that he
and
did
that. And
that's
amazing. And I feel so awful, because that's my biggest fear, is what they got into. But I'm just thinking, it's 2019. Who doesn't have a cell phone charger or GPS?
Some people don't, though. And to be fair, listen, as much as I make fun of you, you tell me, Liv, that I know you have a phone charger, but how often at work have you forgotten it and your phone dies? Like, people forget stuff and you're a younger person.
No, 1,000%. I totally get it, but...
All right, well, let's see what people have to say here. See if you're a terrible person or not. I'm leaning towards nobody likes you anymore, but I could be wrong. Dempsey, here on the Joe and Alex Show, you actually have a similar story?
I do, and it's a little more sketchy than Liv. So if I was Liv, I don't think I would have either after this experience. So my boyfriend and I were staying at the JW downtown Indy one night, and this person approached us saying that he had this whole story that his mom had just passed. He was driving to, I think he said Fort Wayne or Noblesville or some suburb of Indiana. And he was like, I'm out of gas, I have this, I have that. And so my boyfriend actually went to an ATM and gave...
Phone cut out. They must
her
have let her in the car.
I need to know the end of this story.
Oh, my God. You got to call back. 833-JOE-ALEX. And if you're listening to in Houston on the new 92.1 radio now, maybe these are just Indianapolis, like, local things that people do. I want to know what people do in Houston. Like, oh, well, they told me they were going to go here and they needed this. I want to hear, because he sounds like they're kind of schemes or lies that people have. Amanda's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, what do you say about Liv not, like, letting them in the car to help out?
No way do you ever let anyone in your car that you don't know.
Right. That's
no
what
way.
I think.
I completely agree with Liv. Maybe I would have given them the $7. It just kind of depends on the vibe I got. But never let anyone in your car. Joe, what is wrong with you?
Hello. Have you ever heard of Uber or Lyft? It happens all the time.
Did you hear about the girl that was killed by the guy that she got in the car with?
I did, but once again, that's sad. I'm not poo-pooing it, but that doesn't happen with every ride.
I don't think it. So when I was in high school, I almost let a stranger in my car because he was walking in the rain where I lived, and he had like my favorite sports team's jacket on, and I was going to let him, but then like I didn't, just because I was like running late anyways. And I told my family that, and they freaked out and they told me to never do that. And now where I am at today and the stories I've heard, I would never in a million years ever do that. But we got a really interesting tweet.
Hey, thank you for the call, by the way, Amanda.
Liz said, Joe, this just shows the difference of experience between men and women. Liv was doing exactly what 99% of women would do. We are taught from an early age what can happen to us in a split second. I think is very true.
I think that's true, and it's way different than a man and a woman. And if you were packing heat, I'm sure you'd probably feel a little bit safer with that situation. If, God forbid, they tried something, you'd be like, oh, say hello to my little friend, and you could take care of business. But I don't know. Here's my thing. I just think about my wife, my mom, and my grandma, the three most important women in my life.
Right.
And I think about, like, God forbid, even if it looked like a sketchy situation or it was dark, I would hope that a man or a woman, somebody would help them.
Right.
Are there bad people? Hell yes. And I get that. I know you got to be cautious, especially early in the morning. It's just, I don't know.
And you know what?
I'm such a sucker.
I hope that someone did help them, because I feel awful. But, like, I also am, like, a young, like,
attractive.
No, I'm just a young woman. And also, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I am struggling to pay my rent this month. So it's not like I have a lot of flex, which, like, yes, I could have donated something to them had I known at that present that, like, they were telling the truth. But you just never know with this kind of stuff.
Hey, if you couldn't get through on the phones, I'd love to hear what you think. Why don't we put, you're going to have to type it up real quick, Liv, mm-hmm. but let's put this, I know it's on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, but on our Facebook, just go look for Radio Now and give it a like, because I want to know what people would do or if they've had similar situations. Give a little bit and we'll type up kind of briefly what happened if you're just tuning in. But go find it, Radio Now on Facebook, and give it a like.